Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Christopher and this is Buffy.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Buffy, 欢迎来到今天的单元。
Buffy,、you know what?、I feel great today.
I can tell, and why is that?
Well, I woke up this morning and I thought, today is going to be、a great day and I'm going to feel great.
Okay.
Haven't you ever heard of the power of positive thinking?
Is that when you believe something good can happen? That it might happen?
It is!
Oh.
And today's article is about positive thinking. Should we check out our article now?
Sure. 那在进入讲解之前，先来看看今天的文章吧。
The Secret to Life.Rhonda Byrne is an Australian writer. She became famous in 2006 after publishing her first book, The Secret. She got the idea during a difficult time in her life. While searching for hope and happiness, she learned about the law of attraction. According to this idea, people can improve their lives with positive thoughts. Therefore,If a student wants to go to a top university, he must think, I'm a student here. The law of attraction will allow him to reach his goal. After its release, more than 19 million readers bought The Secret. It continues to help people all over the world to attract their own success.
Law. The scientist Isaac Newton discovered the laws of motion. Positive. I really respect my parents becauseThey are always so positive. I really respect my parents because they are always so positive. Therefore. Charlie has a fever. Therefore, he needs to go to the doctor. Reach. The only way to reach my goal is to study harder.
All right. Our article begins. Rhonda Byrne is an Australian writer.She became famous in 2006 after publishing her first book, The Secret.
文章一开始说到朗达·拜恩是位澳大利亚籍 Australian 的作家。那在西元2006年的时候呢，他发行了他的第一本著作《秘密》The Secret 之后，他就变得家喻户晓咯。Well, I have to say that when I first saw the book in the bookstore,I thought it was a detective novel.
Me too.
我原本一开始在书店看到这本书啊，以为是侦探小说呢。
Okay, so we heard publish when I was reading the article. To publish something means to make something available to the public, usually by printing a book, or magazine, or even the newspaper. Publish is a verb. We spell it P-U-B-L-I-S-H. P-U-B-L-I-S-H, publish.
That's right. 这里看到 publish 是动词，表示出版、发行。那在后面加上 er, publisher 就是名词，出版商、出版者的意思。好的，那我们继续往下看吧。What does the article say next?
She got the idea for the book mm-hmm. during a difficult time in her life.
Wow, 所以说拜恩女士呢是在她生活陷入困境的时候得到这本书的灵感。诶，这真的是相当不简单哦，想必她的意志力一定很坚强。那究竟是怎么样的一个 idea 呢？赶快继续看下去吧。
Okay, while searching for mm-hmm. hope and happiness, she learned about the law of attraction.
Wow.
Wowie zowie. We have a lot of new words
That's
in there.
Right.
How about we take some time to explain them, Buffy?
Great idea, Chris.
Sure. Search for someone or something mm-hmm. means to look very hard for...someone or something. Can you tell us more about this phrase, Buffy?
Sure. Search for 就是搜寻、搜查的意思，也就是找什么东西或找什么人，找得非常认真哦。Okay, I'll also explain to our viewers about the word happiness.
Ooh.
Happiness 就是 happy 的名词，表示幸福、快乐的意思。All right, Chris, it's your turn to explain the word law.
Sure thing.Law, it's a noun, and it's the fact that something always happens in the same way in an activity or in nature.
Mm.
For example, we have a thing called gravity. It's what keeps things stuck on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So without gravity, we would all just float, right? So if an apple drops...The law, like from a tree, mm-hmm. the law of gravity states the apple will fall to the ground.
Exactly. 好啊，今天的第一个单字出现了 law， 在这里呢指的是自然界的法则定律，像刚刚 Chris 老师有说的 gravity 地心引力。那大家应该也都知道它能够表示法律的意思。Okay, it's sentence time, Chris.
All right, law. Our sentence for law. The scientist.Isaac Newton discovered the laws of motion. The scientist Isaac Newton discovered the laws of motion. He also discovered the laws mm-hmm. of gravity. And we spell law L-A-W. L-A-W. Law.
是的，科学家艾萨克·牛顿发现了运动定律，而朗达·拜恩学到了 the law of attraction. 嘿，相信大家都很好奇，什么是 law of attraction 呢？继续看下去吧。Let's continue.
Sure. According to this idea, the law of attraction, people can improve their lives with positive thoughts.
Wow, that sounds amazing. 现在看到第二个单字 positive. Chris, I believe this is your favorite word. So what does it mean?
All right, I do like positive because I like to be positive sometimes. Positive is an adjective.It means thinking about what is good in a situation, feeling confident and sure that something good will happen. Positive.
That's right. Positive 是形容词，表示正面的、正向的，也可以说啊是很积极的意思。So how can we use it in a sentence?
All right. I really respect my parents because they are always so positive. I really respect my parents.Because they are always so positive. So, the sentence is saying, I like my parents because they are positive about situations. They always see the good in something.
That's right.
We spell positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, positive.
例句是说呢，我很尊敬我的父母，因为他们总是很正面积极，也就是在最坏的状况，你还可以看到很光明的一面。Okay.所以这个 law of attraction 就是说我们可以用正念思考的力量来改善我们的生活。Actually, I've never thought about this before. 这真的是太有趣了，因为其实我是一个蛮 negative 的 person. 那其实大家是不是跟我一样很想继续看下去呢？ Well, let's continue then. The article will tell us more about this idea.
Sure. Therefore, if a student wants to go to a top university...He or she must think, I'm a student here.
因为先前提到正面思考的力量可以改善我们的生活或者是一个状况。现在文章啊就给了你一个例子，让你更清楚了解如何改善。 那在解释范例之前，先来看看今天的第三个单字 therefore。
Right, therefore is an adverb.、
Mm-hmm.
It's the word there, T-H-E-R-E, and for, F-O-R-E, for.、Mm-hmm. Therefore is one word, T-H-E-R-E-F-O-R-E, therefore. It means as a result of something that has just been mentioned.
Thank you, Chris.、Mm-hmm. 是的 therefore 是副词表示因此所以它可以和 hence,H-E-N-C-E 来代换大家注意一下哦 Therefore 可以放在句子的句首或者是句子的中间那放在中间的时候记得前面要加上逗点或者是分号
Alright, here's our example sentence Charlie has a fever Therefore, he needs to go to the doctor Charlie has a fever Therefore, he needs to go to the doctor
例句是说查理发烧了，因此他需要去看医生。好，那我们回到文章呢，这整句话的意思就是说，因此啊，如果有学生想要考上顶尖大学，他就一定要抱持着我是这间学校的学生的思想。那究竟这样的思想有什么好处呢？继续看下去吧。Let's continue with the article.
Okay, the law of attraction will allow him, the student, to reach his goal.
Wow, do you believe that?
I do think there is some power in positive thinking.
Okay.
I also think there's some power in not always being super positive. Okay. I mean, if you're not positive about something and it doesn't happen the way you want it to, you're not going to be disappointed.
That makes sense. Okay, 回到文章。那如果说一直抱持这样的信念，吸引力法则则将会 allow him to reach his goal. Well, Chris, before you teach us the word reach, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So, do you believe in positive thinking?
Yes, I do believe in positive thinking.
So, are you a positive person? Chris 老师是很正面积极吗？同学们，你们觉得 Chris 老师很 positive 吗？
I would say that I'm not always positive, but I surround myself with positive people. So I make sure that
I'm one of them?
Yes, I make sure people around me are positive. So when I'm like, oh, they're like, Chris, look on the bright side.
That's right. Okay, for me, I believe that besides the law of attraction, which means positive thinking, right? We also have to work hard and don't give up easily. 我觉得啊，除了吸引力法则就是正向思考之外，还需要加上努力跟永不放弃的精神，能够帮助你 reach your goals. Okay, now please tell us students more about reach.
Right, reach. It's a verb, and it means to achieve a particular aim or goal. We spell reach R-E-A-C-H. R-E-A-C-H. Reach.
That's right.Reach 是动词，表示达成、达到某项目标。它跟 rich 富有的听起来很像，可是意思可是差很多哦。Reach, rich， 有听出差别了吗 ？Okay, Chris, please make a sentence using reach for us.
Sure. The only way to reach my goal is to study harder. The only way to reach my goal is to study harder.
例句是说，达成我的目标别无他法。只有用功念书啦，其实是真的，成功没有捷径，只有努力再努力哦。OK, 那我们继续看下去吧。Let's get back to the article.
After its release, more than 19 million readers bought The Secret.
好，这边呢，我们看到一个单字 release, 它是名词，指的是新书、新唱片或者是新电影的发表或发行。那《秘密》这本书呢，在发行后有超过1900万人购买耶。是相当畅销的一本著作哦。
It continues to help people all over the world to attract their own success.
That's right. 秘密这本书呢，也持续地帮全世界的人们吸引创造自己的成功。What a positive lesson! But too bad that we are running out of time, so let's go to our wrap up now. 今天最后呢，要跟大家分享秘密这本书的其中一句话。Chris, would you mind reading the quote for us?
Sure. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation. Every single circumstance of your life can change.
Indeed. 生命中啊，没有所谓的绝望，你的每一种状态都是可以改变的。That's really inspiring. 希望大家能够正向思考，相信你会获益良多哦。See you soon.
Bye-bye.
No, it's not my cup of tea.
No, it's not my cup of tea.
哎，好久没有看电影了。你觉得刚刚那个电影好看吗？其实啊，我觉得啊，林志颖她演技其实还不错。
Well, actually, no, it's not my cup of tea. 其实她，我觉得，怎么讲，就是
但对，我是问你说电影好不好看，跟杯子有什么关系啊？而且我当然知道这不是你的杯子啊，这是咖啡店的，里面是咖啡，也不是茶，奇怪。
What is she talking about? Hello, 大家好，欢迎来到小聚会，我是 Buffy。今天的句子很实用哦，一定要学起来。No, it's not my cup of tea. 可不是指这不是我的杯茶哦。而是这不是我的菜，也就是对什么不感兴趣，不喜欢什么的意思啦。No, it's not my cup of tea. 这个表达方式呢，最早啊是源自于西元19世纪的英国。大家都知道啊，英国人是爱喝茶出了名诶。但是呢，在当时 my cup of tea 是表达正面的，也就是对什么感兴趣，喜欢某事的意思。但是呢，到了约西元1920年代，就变成现在负面的意思咯。是不是很有趣呢？你看，小聚会除了教你英文，还告诉你历史耶，你怎么能够错过呢？现在再来复习一次今天的句子吧，记得要大声念哦。 A plus 小聚会， See you next time.
No, it's not my cup of tea.
No, it's not my cup of tea.
姥姥，你看 ，How's it going? The it 是要去哪里呀、
啊？那就要请 English very good 的惠慈来告诉你哦。
啊，对对对，不是大名鼎鼎的惠慈吗？哇，听说他很爱 English。哎，那我就来问候他一下喽。Hey, 惠慈 ，How's it going?
Oh my god, Laura, 你的 English 100分。你刚刚问的 How's it going? 是在问我的 baby 要去哪里吗 Oh, it's going to 摄影棚 with me, understand? Bye bye.
我想我一点都不 understand. 为什么我明明是在问候他，他却回我 baby 要去哪里玩呢？该不会他听到 How's it going? 其中有 it 和 going 就以为我是在问他的 baby it 要去哪里呢？哎呦，其实 How's it going? 其中的 it 是表示像是你的生活状况或是健康一切都还好吧。 So it's really the same as asking someone How are you? How are things going? How is everything going?另外呢，这个 going 也不是要去哪里哟、哦，它是指一切都还进行的顺利吧。另外，如果把 it 换成某个特定的事物，就可以当作问那件事情的进展如何。For example, how is your job going? 你工作怎么样？还顺利吧？那如果真的要问候某人怎么样的话呢，就要用这个问句哟、哦、：How is somebody? Or how is somebody doing? For example.How is your mother doing? How is your baby?
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
刚刚惠慈把我的 How's it going? 你好吗？听成她的 baby 要去哪里？错的哦。那如果要真的问候某人的话，只要用 How is somebody? Or how is somebody doing? 就可以了。
The secret to life.
Rhonda Byrne is an Australian writer. She became famous in 2006 after publishing her first book, The Secret. She got the idea during a difficult time in her life. While searching for hope and happiness, she learned about the law of attraction. According to this idea, people can improve their lives with positive thoughts. Therefore, If a student wants to go to a top university, he must think, I'm a student here. The law of attraction will allow him to reach his goal. After its release, more than 19 million readers bought The Secret. It continues to help people all over the world to attract their own success.
Law. The scientist Isaac Newton discovered the laws of motion. Positive. I really respect my parents because they are always so positive. Therefore, Charlie has a fever. Therefore, he needs to go to the doctor. Reach. The only way to reach my goal is to study harder. The only way to reach my goal is to study harder.